copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
You remember I said that 85% of leadership is clear direction, the right team, and enough money. But that is in the context of a strategic plan. There's where are we going long term? Then you ask, all right, if that's where we're going long term, where do we go this year with a strategic planning arrow, direction? What's the organization like, and have we got the right people to do the right things? And then thirdly, how about the money? Have we got enough money? How are we doing financially, et cetera? There's a huge difference between a startup organization where you have to go get money and you haven't got enough money, and you're just trying to raise enough money, versus an organization that's been going for 3 or 4 years and you're basically saying, are we growing financially? Are we growing? Basically, the profound question, folks, that you need to keep asking yourself time after time after time is this word: are we healthy? Financially. Are we healthy financially? Not just have we got enough money to pay the bills, but are we healthy? That's a part of what you're asking yourself on a regular basis. For years, I couldn't quite figure that out because most organizations I was working with would look at finances this year, maybe last year versus this year, but they wouldn't look at it into the future in terms of, or the past, to say, where have we been? Are we going downhill or uphill? And what I began to see is that the presidents of the organizations really didn't have a good feel for, in the financial area, are we as healthy as we were 2 years ago? Or where are we in fact going for the next 5 years? Where will we be in 5 years? They had no way to conceptualize that or contextualize it or project it. They really didn't know how to deal with that. So what I began looking at was,
let me set that there for a minute.
How do you get to where you can project your income into the future? How do you get to where you can project various key parts or key aspects of your ministry? How can you project that 5 or 10 years into the future? And what I began to see was that most accountants, and we need them desperately, but most accountants are not visionaries. They're thinking about what's the number today and what did you do last year and what are you going to do next year maybe. But they don't have that interest in 5 to 10 years. They say, well, who can know that anyway, is sort of the attitude most accountants have. And so I began to see that what a president needs in terms of seeing money is often quite different than the accountancy and holding someone accountable. Those are quite different. And so I began asking myself, how should a president look at money? And here's what I began to see. If you're going to see your company as healthy, which is what you're really trying to see, you want to say, what are the 7 areas of our company that we want to make sure they're healthy? Not what are the 70. You may be tracking 70 things, but not... you're not trying as a president to say, what are the 70 areas and are we healthy in all those? And you're not trying to say, what are the 2 and are we healthy in those? And so I chose arbitrarily, I just chose the number 7. But it's turned out to be a very good number. It isn't too many or too few. And what you do is you basically say, on 7 different charts, what have we actually done for the last 3 years? There's what has been our income. Let's say income. Because income is something in these 7 areas we want it to grow up and up for the next 30 years, do we not? Some people say, well, our organization shouldn't exist 10 years from now because will you have met all the needs that you see today 10 years from now? I don't think so. In other words, the needs that you see, can you imagine a world without someone meeting those needs? I don't think. And so in the next 50 years, if you can get better and better and better at meeting those needs, you're still not going to meet the needs of the world in your category. So hopefully your organization will exist 50 years from now. But 50 years from now, you'll want the income to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow year after year after year. So you basically say, what actually has been our income for the last 3 years, which is what I call relevant history. In other words, you don't really care what you've done for the last 30 years. What you're saying is, what are we doing right now? The last 3 years, what have we done? Let's say you say we've grown at average 7% a year for the last 3 years. Then the simple thing, this is not an accountant's view of the future. This is a conceptualist's view of the future. So you say basically, all right, if we've grown 7% for the last 3 years, what if we don't grow any more than we have for the last 3 years for the next 10 years? We'll be right there. And what if we grow that way? Where will we be in 5 years? We'll be right there. You can project it to the dollar. Now, is it going to be actually right there? No. Will it be absolutely right there? No. Does someone promise you it'll be there? No. But it gives you a feel based on their most recent history where you'll be in 5 years. And I'll tell you something. Boards love this. They don't want to hear, someday we're going to be fantastic and we'll have billions and millions and trillions of dollars. You know, they don't like to hear that hype. What they really like to hear is, if we do no better than we have, in 5 years we'll be here, in 10 years we'll be here. If we grow no faster than we're growing. But there's always someone that says, we can't keep growing at the rate we're going. We can't keep this growth rate up. So I say, okay, what if we grow at 5%, which is less than we're currently growing? Well, there's where you'd be in 5 years, or 5%. They say, yeah, but what if Bob Beal comes along and we have a 10% growth? Or you come along, we have a 10%. You say, all right, what if we grew at 10%? I say, somewhere between that, the boards can say, ah, I can feel it. And then what if you go to a donor and you say, let me share with you where we are. We have 7 areas in our ministry that we want to grow and grow. And, you know, here's where we see ourselves going. And they say, well, that's interesting. I've never seen anyone do that before. You hear that a lot. I've never seen anyone be able to see that clearly. Matter of fact, can we use this in our business? A lot of board members ask me, can we use this in our business? Because businesses don't have it either. Churches think, well, businesses have all kinds of forecasts that are accurate. No. No. Most businesses don't have any more accurate forecasts than the churches. Now, some do, but they don't all have that. So board members often ask, oh, can I use this too? So that if you can take the 7 areas that you want to grow time and time, you know, over the years, and you can say, if it grows no faster than we're growing, where will we be? That is really a helpful thing to an organization. And it basically forces you to say, what are the 7 most important things? That's step one. And then to be able to project it out, it's really fun for you to see it. Then the other thing is, this is the vital signs right here. This is sort of like taking the pulse, when a doctor takes your pulse and see how fast is it beating. This is, where are we going to grow? But the other thing is what I call critical standards. I saw this 5 years before I could teach it. I saw it 5 years before I could teach it because I knew that not everything should grow and grow and grow. Some things should stay the same regardless of the size. And an example is, I mentioned it briefly, let's say a church's fixed expenses should be about 85%. If you're a pastor, ask yourself, what percentage of our fixed expense are 85%? And like 90% of the people say it's within 2% of that. Most churches, their fixed expense is 85%. But then what you do is you say, okay, if our target is 85%, what if we put 3 or 4% plus or minus is green? 4 or 5% above that or below that is yellow. And anything above that or below that is red. And then you go year after year. As this grows, you say we're still in the green. We're getting spending a lot more dollars, but the percentage is staying good. Now, here, let me just take another break here, right, to say this. As a leader, a part of what you want to do in your thinking is move very quickly as you progress as a senior leader from dollars to percentages in terms of your decision making. Here's what I mean. Let's say, for example, I tell you something is going to cost $50,000. You say, $50,000? Man, we only have 50,000 euros. We only have 200,000 euros in our entire budget. I say, you should be making decisions based on euros, probably. But let's say your company is now $3 billion, and you have the same response. 50,000 euros? Are you kidding me? That's a lot of money. I say, yes, but percentage-wise, it's 0.00000001% of your budget. But if that 50,000 euros is going to help everything in the company, you should say, can you start by Thursday? It's like such a little tiny risk for something you think is going to help everything. I'm saying, as you move along in your leadership, you want to move from dollars as your decision-making to percentage as your decision-making. And I'm saying, as your dollars grow, the number of dollars that go into fixed expense might grow from, let's call it, 50,000 euros to 500,000 euros to 5 million euros to 50. You know, it's like the dollars get huge. But what you're trying to watch is the percentage healthy? As the organization just continues to grow fast, are our percentages healthy? Does that make sense to you? Am I explaining that clearly enough? Fixed expenses are things that you can't not pay. There's just a mortgage, it's a salary, they're fixed. If your income goes high that month or if it goes low that month, it doesn't matter. You still have to pay these things. They're fixed. Okay? All right. So you have five things here that, again, your board or yourself or your whatever, the leadership team, has to basically say, what are the five percentages that we really need to keep in place? And then you basically just draw those, and sometimes it's up in the yellow, then you have to go back down to the green. Sometimes it goes down in here. It's like year after year, but year after year, you show these to the board, where you're coming, and some may have flattened out, you have to figure out. Some may be going down, but hopefully they're all seven going up. These may have gone into the yellow or red. Let me tell you something that is may surprise you, and that is your board does not care if you're too high or too low. They really don't. What they care about is, are you aware that you're high or low, and what are you going to do about it? And so when you show them this and say, actually, we're up into the red this year on this, but here's what we're going to do about it to get it back in the green, they say, okay, anything else you got? But if you didn't tell them this, and then they found out you're in the red, they'll track you every minute for the next 10 years to try to find out, are they aware of this? Are you aware of this? That kind of thing. Okay, with this in mind, let me wrap up to say there are vital signs. Give you the big picture. The vital signs give you the biggest picture at a 50,000 foot level of your organization. Is it healthy? A picture is worth 1,000 words, and a graph is worth 10,000 numbers. In other words, when you can see this, and all seven are going up, and all five are in the green, how much detail do you need to see? The fog cutters, this cuts the fog. The board can see it. The executive director can see it, the executive team can see it, the large donors can see it, and they can see we're healthy. We're healthy financially. And then, again, I've told you that boards do, and donors don't like hype. What they like is just knowing where we are and where we're going. Now, what I'd like to do is say, our time together today is, I like to wrap it up by saying, don't forget that strategic plan is a really good track for you, and you can think 50 years into the future. It's like, even though the trends may change, what society does with same-sex marriage, it's like things can come and go and change a lot, but what foundation we're building on can stay in place for 50 years. Once you've got that in place, what do we do this year is in your thing in terms of that strategic planning arrow can help you see what is each division doing. Bill Bright said when he saw his strategic planning arrow the first time, he said, Bob, this is the first time I've ever seen all my dreams on one sheet of paper. Yeah. And so you can do that too. And then once you've got the strategic planning arrow put together, you can develop your organizational chart. and red, yellow, and green, and make sure you're moving toward an all-green team as soon as you can. And then once you get that, you can look at, once the direction is clear and the organization is set, then you can look and say, are we healthy financially? And you look at that in terms of the various financial areas you're interested in, the various attendance interest, you know, our attendance, our income, the number of people who are first-time people, what percentage are first-time people, meaning they've never been in a church before, or, you know, what percentage are coming from another church instead of moving into the area. You can say, what percentage is that to keep track? So whatever percentage you want to keep track of, you can keep track of the big picture of your growth. So you get your direction, your organization, your cash, and your other percentages, and then you just come back next year and get the rest of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.